In this episode of the Hustler's Choice podcast, I talk about why age is just a number and why you should not let it dictate your life and dictate how you live your life. There's a lot of valuable information in today's episode, so make sure to sit back, take some notes, and enjoy. Keep crushing it. Let's go. What is going on, everyone? You are now listening to episode 6 of the Hustler's Choice podcast. I'm your host, Isaac Mashman, and I am feeling freaking fired up today. I'm feeling blessed. I have a lot of great people in my life. I'm living life to the fullest, and I just know that I am going to be able to accomplish whatever in life I want to accomplish. I have not a doubt in my mind about that because I know that we are more capable than we give ourselves credit for. But that's not going to be the topic of today's conversation. But I do want you to know that if this is your first time listening to my show, I'm really grateful that you are tuning into today's episode. I want to let you know that this is the podcast aimed to help you take your hustle and take your life to unprecedented levels. So if you get any value out of this podcast whatsoever, I do ask that you share it with one friend or one family member, one person in your life, in your circle that you think will benefit from the information today. So what I'm going to be talking about is age. A lot of people, as they get older, you know, this is easy coming from an 18-year-old, but just being an observer and analyzing the way that other people act and the way that older people act, I really felt inspired to have this podcast, to have this conversation. I was having a conversation earlier on today, actually, with a close friend of mine. Her name is Camille, and we were talking, and we're just discussing how a lot of people, whenever they're older, they get grumpy, right? They turn 75 years old, and they all of a sudden get really depressed, or they feel like their life is over. They feel as if they have to they have to give up, they have to sit down, they have to retire, they have to sit behind a TV all day. That is not living life, in my opinion, in the least. You know, and I feel like a lot of people misinterpret age. Bob Proctor, one of my virtual mentors, as I call it, because mentors do not have to be physical. You can get mentors that are virtual, that are online, that you learn from, that, you know, Gary Vee, Andy Frisella, some of these other people that I have learned from over a period of time listening to their podcast, consuming their content, stuff like that. And in a lot of ways, I would be considered your virtual mentor if you're listening to this podcast but don't know me in person. And that means the world to me and also bears a price to where I have to be careful what way I lead you. And I only intend to lead you down the right path. Now, what I was saying is Bob Proctor, he's 84 years old right now. He's a motivational speaker. He's been speaking for over 50 years. He's been studying the law of attraction and Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And one of the things that he says is he says that the older you get, the more energy you should have because the more knowledge you consume and the more things you learn, the more experiences you have. And so I was thinking about that. And I feel like a lot of people have it the opposite. The older they get, the less energy they have, but the more experiences they have. And it just, it boggles my mind because life is meant to be lived. There's no, you know, society placed an age for retirement, right? Like you turn, I think it's 63 or 65, you get Social Security in the United States of America. And from that point on, you know, after that point of retirement, mortality rates skyrocket. You know, these people get obese. They have to go to the doctors every other freaking week because they are not in pinnacle health, because they just sit around and do nothing all day. They don't travel anymore. They don't work anymore. They're not moving around. And as soon as you stop moving, it's like you think about a muscle. As soon as you stop exercising a muscle, including your brain, that muscle begins to die off. And that is why self-development, that is why self-improvement is so, so important. A lot of people underestimate the power of working out, the power of self-development, because, you know, just as a muscle can grow, the muscle can die. So if you don't use your brain, the muscle, you know, known as your brain, is going to start shrinking. But anyways, what I really want to discuss is changing the paradigm behind age. You know, you hear the stereotypical or the cliche phrase that age is just a number. And that's absolutely right. You know, I purposely did not set a New Year's resolution this year just because it had a negative vibe to it. New Year's resolutions are meant to be broken, not meant to be kept. And the same can be said about an age. If you're a certain age, it has a negative connotation to it, right? Oh my God, I'm 75 years old. I'm so old. That is literally just something that society put in your head. I know that people in my family, in my personal life, they say, you know, they're 40 years old or they're 30 years old. And they might say it in a very funny or humorous way, but in reality, it's programming their subconscious mind into thinking that they're older than they actually are. But they're 30 and 40 years old and they're saying, oh my God, I'm so old. I'm old. I'm 40 years old. And I was telling them, I was like, if you are calling yourself old whenever you're 40 years old, Double that. Add another 20 years. Add another 40 years onto your life. How do you think you're going to feel then? My big thing is about mindset, about keeping your mind healthy, about keeping your mind fresh, about keeping your paradigms fresh. So when I'm 75 years old, you know what I'm going to be saying? I'm going to be saying that I am energized, I am great, I am kicking ass, and I am going 110%, right? I want to be that old man who is energized and who is there for his kids' kids' kids. You know, like, I really want to be that figure. I want to be living my best life. I don't want to hit a certain age and have society tell me that I have to quit. The only reason these people quit is because they feel obligated to and because they're too lazy to keep going. Because they let the forces all around them, they let all the energy from other people beat them up into a pulp. Nah, that's not how I'm rocking. That's not how I'm rolling. I am going to live my best life, and I challenge you to do the same. Don't let society tell you that you have to stop at a certain age. Don't let society make you think that you are forced to go ahead and go and just be reliant on drugs and be reliant on all these pharmaceuticals and all these different things and all that. I cannot get behind that. Now, there's an interesting story that Napoleon Hill said in one of his audios. If you're not familiar with Napoleon Hill, I don't even know why you're listening to the podcast, but he is the author of Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the best self-development books of all time. He really paved the way for self-development, for modern self-development. He wrote the book back in the 1950s, 1960s. It's an old book. It's been around the block. And one of the things that he said in one of the interviews, one of the old interviews that you can find on the internet, is that once he reached a certain age, he started to subtract a number from it. So let's say he was 60 years old, right? And he was actually in his 40s. Call him a psychopath, but that is an ingenious idea. So every single year after 60, he would subtract a number. So instead of him being 61, he would be 59. Instead of him being 70, he was actually 50. And by doing that, he was programming his mind to maintain a fresh state, to maintain a positive state, to where he was not getting older. He was not, you know, his body wasn't getting older. His muscles weren't breaking down or any of that crap. He was, you know, actually getting younger. He was maintaining his youth. Such a powerful statement. You know, whenever I turn 55 or 60, I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'm going to be in my 90s, and people are going to be like, how old are you? I'm going to be like 30. You know, and a lot of people would laugh that off, but a lot of people still do not understand the power of the human mind and what the power of self-belief and positive thinking can do for you. I'm actually working on writing a small book that's going to be called Overcoming the Mind. I don't know if that's the final title. Don't hold me to that. But one of the things that I'm going to be talking about is paradigms, about, you know, how by controlling your thoughts and consciously taking control of what you're thinking about, you can really determine your outlook on life. You can determine what results you attract into your life, because I've personally seen them. You know, the more negative I am, as soon as I stop personal growth and as soon as I slip into that negative energy, that's when everything goes wrong in my life. You know that meme on the internet that's, you know, whenever you're, let's see, what is it? Whenever your belt gets stuck to a door, whenever you're having the worst day, there's a reason behind that. If you wake up in the morning and stub your toe, you can do one of two things. You can feel extremely negative. You can be like, what the heck? You know, I just stubbed my toe. This is a horrible way to start off the day. Or secondly, just laugh it off. Laugh through the pain and be like, oh my God, at least I have a bed to sleep in. Perspective, people. Perspective is key. But anyways, I really just, going forward, don't get discouraged by age. Don't get, you know, don't feel this overwhelming sense of like, oh man, I have so much to do. I can't, you know, I'm going to be an old man one day. Don't think like that. Don't think like that. Focus on the youth. Focus on the things that you're going to accomplish, and focus on how you can be the best version of yourselves. I know that this is a short episode. Perfectly fine with me. I have another great, great podcast coming out later on this week with a good friend of mine. His name is Zane Campbell. I'm really excited for you guys to listen to what he has to say and some of the things that we're going to be talking about. But if you got any ounce of value from this podcast, make sure to share it with a friend. And let me know on Twitter or Instagram what you think about this. Reach out to me. My goal is to really connect with you guys and to be able to provide the most value I possibly can. So if there's a topic you want me to talk about or any such thing, message me. I'm here at your disposal. So anyways, guys, keep hustling. Success before rest, and never let anyone negatively affect your hustle. Let's get it. All right, we are now at the end of today's episode of the Hustler's Choice podcast. But before you decide to click off, before you decide to listen to some of my other episodes, which you should, of course, shameless plug here, I wanted to genuinely let you know how much you taking the time out of your day to listen to what I have to say really means to me. That means the world to me, guys. I cannot express that enough, and I cannot wait to see what wonders this podcast is able to do in the next year, in the next 2 years, in the next however many years that this podcast is going on, and how many lives we will be able to change. Now, before you go about your day, I would really appreciate it if you check out my website, isaacmashman.com, and give me a follow on Twitter and Instagram, @isaacmashman. Other than that, guys, have a fantastic day today, and